Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Saskatchewan country music artist Chris Henderson is here to talk about his album My Turn, which features the award-winning song Don't Miss Your Kiss Goodbye. He has a busy summer of performing lined up, which has already gotten underway, and he'll take part in the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase in August. My pleasure to welcome Chris Henderson to the show. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to have you here. And we'll do a big shout-out to Linda Ewing for setting this interview up.
Yeah, Linda's always great about getting behind artists like myself across the country. So, yeah, definitely thank her for that.
And I'm so excited to talk about the album. I've had a chance to listen to it. There are so many great songs on it, including the song, and congratulations for winning the award for Song of the Year, the Saskatchewan Country Music Association. And the song is called, the one I just talked about, Don't Miss Your Kiss Goodbye. You wrote this with two great songwriters, Troy Kokel and Willie Mack.
Yeah, you know what, it's definitely a blessing to be able to get to work with those guys. I mean, Troy in particular has been just a really cool, a really great mentor for me throughout my time that I've been doing this. And, you know, and Willie I've gotten to know a little bit over the last few years. So to have their minds together and to work with them was definitely great.
Well, I know that songwriting is a big part of what you do. Can you take us back, Chris, to when you first discovered songwriting?
You know what? I guess the first song I ever wrote, I was maybe like 12 years old when I, you know, I was in school and I had a little crush on a girl. I remember writing just like, I wish I had a copy of
right.
it. It was no doubt, I'm sure it was terrible. But no, for whatever reason, I've always gravitated towards writing. And so I'm definitely glad that this album featured a lot more of the stuff that I had been doing over the last few years.
The album is called My Turn. As I mentioned, there's a bunch of great songs in there. There's even a cover song, which I love. I've heard the song, of course, before. Many people know the song, Have a Little Faith in Me. And your voice really suits it, and your performance is great on it. Maybe let's start with that song, choosing a cover song for the album.
Yeah, you know what? The title of the album, My Turn, it was funny. I did my debut album, I think it was released in late 2008, and so it took me a while to get around to getting the sophomore one done. But with that one, I really didn't do many songs that I'd written. There was only two or three, I guess, that were on there that I had a hand in writing. And that was based on some advice when I was very, you know, new in the whole country music scene. And I really just decided mm-hmm. that wasn't the route I wanted to take anymore. So the My Turn thing comes from just, we did this album in Canada. The first one was done in Nashville. And I did all the writing or co-writing for everything with the exception of the one cover. So I did want to do one cover, though. And it was just one of those things where I wanted to find a song that I just thought would fit as a final piece. And it was just, you know, it's a long story, but it was really cool. My producer suggested that song, and it's a beautiful song, and I was glad. And thank you so much for the kind words about my rendition. I don't know. Try and sing a song that, you know, Hyatt and Joe Cocker have done is a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
I was really happy with how it turned out.
There's another great song in there called Taking Sides, and this song is really special because your dad is singing on this, your dad, Don Henderson.
Yeah, and, you know, my dad had been one of the real road dogs in the 60s and 70s. When he finished high school, he was in bands that were playing 50 weeks a year, six nights a week kind of thing. And about the time my parents got married, you know, a few years before I came along, he kind of gave that up and just had a job that allowed him to stay home a lot more. And so dad has had a long history and a long influence in my music for sure. And so it was just something really special when he agreed to do that.
He's got a great voice. I mean, people are going to enjoy hearing that song. And he, you know, you two have that in common based on that song. I can hear the same quality in his voice that you have.
Yeah, and you know, he jokes, he's 67 now, and he jokes, he's, oh, I sound like an old man, but, you know, and you can hear that he's, his voice has aged a bit, but I, to me, it just adds a really cool character and a really cool dynamic to the message to the song that we were trying to get across as well, so I loved it. I mean, but he's, of course, you're always going to be your own worst critic, he doesn't matter, you know.
That is so true. That is so true. You had a chance to be featured in an article in Country Weekly, which, of course, is a huge country magazine based out of the States. So great exposure there. Plus, you did a song called The Cover of Country Weekly, which is a great one.
Well, and that's, you know, it's funny you mentioned the two things, because that's kind of how I was lucky enough to have that set up. But, the guys that wrote the cover of Country Weekly were Sean Hogan, who's, of course, another Canadian artist, and he co-wrote it with a man named Jerry Holthouse, and Jerry is one of the editors in Nash, or at Country Weekly. And so after he heard the version that we did of the track, he liked it enough that he showed his boss, and that they were able to set up a feature. So yeah, I was very, very blessed. It's funny how some of those things just kind of fall into place, but I was really, really happy to, especially when that was, I was, you know, pretty new to the whole scene at that time when that happened. So that was very exciting.
That's so cool. I guess it goes to show you there's a lot of thinking outside the box in the music business, maybe doing something that is a little bit different. And in that case, you know, that song was unique, it mentioned Country Weekly, and that led to something. So there's a lot to be said for doing those kind of things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about some of the other examples of guys like Ryan Laird and that, you know, sometimes just a crazy idea or just a quirky idea can be, can go a long, long way. And it's, yeah, it's funny how this industry works.
Yeah. Ryan, several years ago did that billboard, and I believe it was, asking Taylor Swift to produce his album.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose I should have mentioned what he did rather than just mention him. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
you're spot on for what I recall anyway. Yeah. He, spent a lot of money on a billboard in Nashville just saying, hey, Taylor, would you produce my next record? And sure enough, her management got in touch with them, and it really opened a lot of doors for them. So it turned out to be a brilliant idea.
That is so amazing. Now, you've been really busy the last 4 weeks and beyond, but really busy. Tell us exactly the – I know Craven is one of the big events you've been at.
Yeah, we this last night, actually, I'm just kind of enjoying this is my second day at home in the last few weeks, so it's been nice to try and get back to the office and get a few things taken care of and rest a little. But we started out in, doing Calgary Stampede. We played every day for 8 straight days out there at various different events and stuff like that, so it was definitely really busy doing that, and we came straight back to Saskatchewan to join in for the Craven Country Jamboree and got involved and did a main stage spot on Friday, and then we're able to do the Beer Garden stage on Saturday night to, you know, 10,000-15,000 odd, very pleased and full people.
Wow.
So it was a very fun crowd to play for.
That, yeah, I'll bet when you've got that crowd in those events, there's just so much energy. The crowd is right into it. At this point, you do have a lot of original songs, Chris, but do you still feature covers in your shows?
Yeah, and it totally depends on the show. I mean, with the main stage one that we did, I think we only did one cover for that. I play trumpet as well sometimes in the show, so we did Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. But
right.
Otherwise, it was all original stuff. But when you're doing something like a Beer Garden slot, we'll often do lots of covers. And you know, I'm at the stage in my career, especially in the West here, that people are starting to know me and they're starting to be familiar with my songs. But sometimes when you have, like I said, people that are in the spirit of Craven at midnight, sometimes they just want to hear another cover and that you give the crowd what they want. And then they're a great crowd and a very appreciative crowd no matter what you give them. But sometimes it's just as fun to pull out some Zac Brown or whatever the case may be.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I noticed online that you were part of the Craven Songwriter Circle. Those things are always great, you know, to participate in for you and for someone like myself to attend, to hear stories behind the songs and hear the song directly from the songwriter if it was, you know, happened to be made famous by someone else. How much fun do you have in that sharing your songs that in that acoustic way?
You know what? Those are some of my favorite events to play, and I love to attend them as well. I mean, I love to hear the stories behind the songs when it comes to other writers, and I really like the chance to tell a full story of why a song is. Sometimes in a live show, you don't want to lose the momentum or the energy. And so you just, you know, you tell a very abridged version or sometimes no version at all of what the song's about. And when you really get to a chance to talk about a tune before, it can be more impactful for the listener for sure. So when I can talk about my dad singing on the record and what that means and that sort of thing, it just, it adds that much more I think, to a lot of for a lot of people. And it's definitely, I love to do those things, and I'm happy to do it every time.
Let's turn to the song, which is your new single off the album. The album is My Turn. People can check it out at iTunes. Your website is chrishendersonmusic.com. And this one's got a great title here. It's as fun as the title would suggest, Crazy's Coming Out of the Bottle.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a brand new single. It's, and to tell the short version of that one, I've just met some gals that came along one morning when I was trying to get my car to start in minus 45 degree weather one winter a few years back, and they were fresh off of they maybe hadn't been to bed yet, and that was the phrase they yelled when they saw a full moon in the sky. Crazy's coming out of the bottle. I said, I'm going to steal that line. Oh, so that they kind of inspired the song.
That's a great story behind that. And from that, the rest just kind of fell in place.
Yeah, you know, it starts with one little idea, and then you can run with it sometimes.
That's awesome. Well, this is a great song, a lot of fun, high energy. Let's check it out now. Chris Henderson and Crazy's Coming Out of the Bottle on In the Country.
Said we're in for a night of trouble. Should have known that look, man, when he ordered a round of double. He raised his glass, thank you, boys, for the night we were about to have. Come with me and I'll give you a memory that we lay out. Full moon tonight, a crazy coming out of the bottle. Worry, it'll be alright.
Saskatchewan country music artist Chris Henderson and Crazy's Coming Out of the Bottle here on In the Country. We have another song from Chris coming up a bit later in the show. Let's talk about musical influences now, and talk about some of those artists that first got you excited about country music, Chris.
Yeah, you know what? I think thinking back to the first time that the country music was really starting to appeal to me, as an artist anyway, I remember going to a Paul Brand concert when he was, you know, a long time ago. And actually, I think Doc Walker was the opening act. And they were, you know, this was early on in their careers. Right. And it was funny. I was a guy who started when I was a teenager. I was in a punk band and stuff. And I never really truly grew to appreciate country until later. So, yeah, some of those guys, you know, Paul Brand in particular, I remember that first concert just being really impactful and being like, man, I really like this a lot.
And he's such a great artist, and your voice has that deepness that Paul does, especially in a song like My Heart Has a History.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but be influenced by some of the people you listen to, for sure. And you're not the first to say that. I certainly try to not to copy the man, but some things you can't help, I suppose.
you've got that same quality, just that deepness, which is so great in country music. Have you ever considered duet partners? Now, we've got your dad on here, Don, but a female duet partner, and is there anybody, either whether at a live show or on a recording, Chris, that you could hear your voice, imagine your voice really going well with?
You know what? There's a few for sure. There was one song, and we never did do anything with it. It was back a number of years ago that Jess Moskaluk had brought, and she needed somebody to sing some backup vocals. And it was a ballad that was written by, it was written by somebody that was working with their publisher in the States at the time. This was like 5 years ago. And so I went and did some backup vocals to finish off the song, and it ended up sounding like a duet. And we ended up doing a second version as a duet and showing it to them. And at that time, they really wanted to pitch Jess as a solo artist. And they're like, no, we don't want a duet. But that version just kind of made me go, man, we should do some work together, which we then ended up touring together maybe a year or two after that. And so I love working with Jess. She's one of my best friends, and she's an amazing singer. And at some point, I'd love to do something with her if she ever slows down enough, and if I can slow down enough to get together and do something like that.
That's great. And she's doing so awesome now with another song at country radio, and that's great to hear. I'm sure you're proud of her.
I am. You know, it's funny. I met her in a contest when I was like 21, so she'd have been maybe 14 or 15 at the time. And it's been kind of, she's always kind of been like a little sister to me throughout the years, and we've been able to become pretty good friends as we've grown up. And so I'm definitely proud of her. It's really cool to watch everything that's going on for her.
And you've won some pretty big contests to do with singing, of course, radio station contests. How exciting is that to do that and to win those?
You know, it's been really exciting, and it's been really great. I mean, I won in 2010, I won one contest that was for a total of $20,000 in the prize package. So, I mean, that kind of thing just allowed me to get some recording done and to do a showcase at CCMA's that year and to do a whole pile of things I got a computer out of it. I got a sound system and things like that. So, I mean, all those things just enable an independent artist to keep going. And so they're just so valuable. And another one that I had won was the prize was for my first single that went out to country radio. So as much as I don't like contests all that much, they've been really good to me. And I mean, I'm very excited about the opportunity, speaking of contests, coming out to Ontario this summer. I've never liked competing necessarily, but when you have the kind of opportunities that are there, then you can't turn that down. It's too good of an opportunity.
Oh yeah, great exposure. That's Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase. How did that come about? I know there are several others. Is there eight people in that altogether?
Yeah, there's eight total, and I'm very blessed to have been chosen. It was funny, I just had a friend who was in Ontario who bugged me, you know, like a week before the deadline to submit for it, and said, you know, have you thrown your name in for this? And I said, well, that's in Ontario, I don't know if I'll be able to pull that off. That's a long way to go for a contest. And it ended up that they had a travel allowance to help us get out there and stuff. So it just made,
oh nice,
you know, it's very, you know, it's an expensive trip to get to Ontario from the West, unfortunately. And so I was in the process of trying to plan a tour for the fall anyway, to get out and visit some radio folks and stuff like that. And so this worked out great because they're helping me get there and then I'll be able to hang out in Ontario for a week afterward as well. Just coming around and seeing some people I haven't seen for a few years. So it'll be really good.
That sounds awesome. For your album, was it tough for the album My Turn to narrow down the song selection to get down to the tracks that are on it? Did you have some that it was hard to cut them?
Yeah, I had a couple. Going back to the Your Own Worst Critic, I mean, I wrote probably, you know, 50, 60, 70 songs or something like that before I was happy with the ones that I chose. And even the week before, my producer was giving me a kick in the butt saying, we have to start the last couple songs. I was still writing other ones. My second single, I Sure Hope He Loves You, was written 2 days before the album was finished doing the bed tracks and stuff. So it's funny how you'd maybe never satisfied. And I think that's a good thing, but I just wanted to have the best, uh, best representation of my writing and where I'm at as an artist and as a man at this point in my life. And I felt like I picked the best ones out of the pile of stuff that you go through anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And how about your producer on the album? Can you talk about him and what he brought to the project?
Yeah, his name is Brad Prosco, and he owns a studio in Regina, Saskatchewan called B-Rad Studios. And Brad's been at this for about 18 years now, and he also plays lead guitar in my band, which is an awesome dynamic. We've been able to, you know, workshop songs that I've written and come up with an arrangement with the live band. And so for him and I to spend all the time on the road together, we're able to get work done that way and then come home and work in the studio. So we just have a really good working partnership. And he was just... he's been great. He has just amazing ideas as a producer and engineer, and he just brought a lot to the table through everything. I was very happy to work with him and to come up with a product that I was proud of that was done in Canada and even in Saskatchewan where I'm from. That was part of the whole My Turn thing as well.
That's great. Let's turn to the song that won you Song of the Year in 2013 from the Saskatchewan Country Music Association. This is a big award, and the song is Don't Miss Your Kiss Goodbye. We mentioned earlier Troy Kokel and Willie Mack, two great writers, two great guys. Talk about how you guys wrote this song, how you got the idea for it.
Well, this is a unique one because this kind of thing doesn't happen very often. But Willie and Troy had got together, and this was, I believe, had started it. This is Willie's title, and they had a couple of lines that they had kind of started on. But what they got together on that day, they decided to scrap completely. And so when I got together with Troy, he had permission from Willie to take the title. And just kind of a few of the ideas that they discussed and write it with somebody else. And so Troy and I actually wrote this over Skype, which was also the first time I had done that at that point. I've done a lot since I found out how slick it is. But it was neat because I kind of came into it and went, okay, you guys have some really cool ideas, and I've got some ideas where we'd love to run with it. And, it was one of those rare times where Troy and I had the song written in about 2 hours after just connecting. And it often doesn't go that quickly. So it was a lot of fun to work with Troy, and since then I've been able to work with Willie a bit as well, more directly, and he's just a great guy and a great writer too.
Nice to find that writing chemistry, right, because you're not going to have it with everybody you set out to write with, so when you have that, I guess that means you're going to do some more writing with Troy and Willie.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter how good the writer is. Sometimes you just don't click together, and it might just be one particular day. I've had sessions with guys that have been terrible and then great another time, and it just works like that some days. Sometimes your brain's too tired to come up with anything too creative.
That's true, exactly. Let's share the song now. It's the award-winning song from my guest, Chris Henderson. This is Don't Miss Your Kiss Goodbye on In the Country.
Wow.
And that is my guest, Saskatchewan country artist Chris Henderson with Don't Miss Your Kiss Goodbye. You can now find his album, My Turn, at iTunes, and check him out more at chrishendersonmusic.com. Now, I think, Chris, Linda told me a possibility of an autographed CD to give away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will make sure it's dropped in the mail for you tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Very exciting. And so what we'll do is, for anybody listening now or to the podcast, because you can catch these shows online at any point, and we'll do it till the end of the week. We're on July 15th, so to this Friday at midnight, email address inthecountry@mail.com. Send your name and just tell me the name of Chris's current album. Put that in the email. We'll do a draw, and then I'll ask you for your address. We'll send that CD out to that lucky winner. Chris, you made a big decision at one point, I guess this is a few years ago now, to do with your career, your music career. You left a job as a high school English teacher.
Yeah, that's right. It was a big decision, but thank God I made that choice, because it couldn't have turned out a lot better. I've been really thankful that I've had 3 years since I've been a full-time teacher, and it's been great. Life's great.
Pretty amazing to make those choices. Now, has the thought of Nashville ever crossed your mind? A lot of people obviously go down there to visit and to make music, and some decide to go down there and live.
Yeah, you know what? I've always been of the mind that I'll go where the opportunities take me. But in the same breath, I really love being a Canadian and then just playing in Canada. We have such a great country music audience in this country. And I mean, at this point, I don't plan on it, but if my career takes me there, then I'll certainly let the chips fall where they may. I love Nashville. It's definitely a great place to,
yeah.
I mean, we were just in Nashville last year. I was doing a bunch of writing and stuff, and it's just a wonderful community, and definitely wouldn't mind living there for sure, but I'd miss Canada, I think.
Now, is there anybody from the world of country music that you're looking forward to meeting at some point? You kind of have it in your mind, oh, I hope to meet so-and-so?
Oh, there's a few. I mean, in the last few years, those have changed even for me. And I've been able to meet some pretty amazing people over the years. I think as I've gotten more and more into country music, I've been reading more stories and listening to more interviews and stuff with guys like Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson. And I'd love to just ask Kris Kristofferson about how he dropped his plane in Johnny Cash's yard. I think that'd be the one. That'd be the first conversation I'd love to have.
Those classic guys have such great stories. They've done such rebellious things, I guess.
Yeah, it was a different era for sure, but boy, oh boy, I'd love to hear some of those stories right from the horse's mouth.
That's awesome. What's ahead for you in 2014 besides the busy summer, all the touring? People can go to your website and get the exact details, but what are you hoping to accomplish before 2014 wraps up?
You know, this year, I guess I'm in the middle of promoting this record, and I've got a lot of tour dates to fulfill before the year's out. In the same breath, we're already kind of switching gears and doing some writing and planning on getting back in the studio by the winter at the latest. I mean, early New Year, we'll be back in there doing some more recording as well. So I'm in that transition period where you're doing both, but that's where it's fun. And just the idea that you can continue to do it is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are on the right path along with winning that award for Song of the Year. In total, you've had 14 SCMA award nominations, which is really cool.
Yeah, I always joke that I've been up for 14 of them, and I think Cody Prevost won 12 of them, so I always tease him that if he ever gets retired from the awards or quits, then I'll be good to go.
That's right,
exactly. Cody's a friend of mine, and I like him.
Yeah, Cody's been on the show several times, and another great talent from Saskatchewan. There's a lot of you there, which is terrific. Chris, thanks so much for being on the show. It's been great having you here and great sharing songs from your album, My Turn.
My pleasure, David. Anytime, don't hesitate to get in touch with me. I'll be happy to call in anytime.
Sounds good. That sounds like a plan. My guest has been Saskatchewan country artist Chris Henderson. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, you can head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.